Namaste. Okay, let's talk about our breath and the connection of our breath to our emotions. Now you know when you feel very excited, right? When you're very anxious, the rhythm of your breath changes, right? Maybe you breathe short, right? You don't breathe so deeply, so profoundly, right? And when you very relax, your breath also changes, right? Now this happens for now randomly, but I want to show you that it also works the other way, right? If your mind is very anxious, for example, right, you can use a breathing technique to influence your mind to calm down. If your mind is very lethargic and lazy, or full of anger or something like this, you can use another technique that either raises your energy level, right? That gives you energy, you feel immediately more awake, right? And powerful, and, in a better mood. And at the same time, you can use that also to let go of like thoughts that make you angry, that create unpleasant emotions. And like the moves I showed you, these breathing techniques help before your concentration meditation practice to set the right atmosphere in body, mind, and energies, right? If you feel like, oh my God, I'm too lazy to sit down now and meditate. All right, you do the energizing breath. If you feel, oh my God, I'm so anxious, I can't really concentrate now, you do the calming breath and then you do your meditation concentration practice, right? So I'll show you these two types of breath. I show you first the breath, what we call in yoga, Bhastrika. All right, that is energizing. You can use that to raise your energy, or you can use that, like when we did the moves, cutting wood, right? Like to let go of whatever disturbs and agitates your mind. Same thing, always either you sit cross-legged on the floor or with your feet, you sit on a chair and with your feet flat on the floor, all right, on the ground. Spine is always straight. All right, so you inhale through your nose, and while you inhale, you lift your arms up. Then you exhale through your mouth. And while you exhale, you bring your hands into fists and pull your arms down forcefully. Now, with your inhale, your rib cage, your belly expand. With your exhale, you pull your belly button down, push your diaphragm up, push the air out. Now, again, inhale through your nose, arms up. Inhale, expand. Exhale through your nose, hands into a fist, bring your arms down, push abdominals in, diaphragm up, air goes out, unnecessary thoughts go out, unpleasant emotions go out, right? Anything you don't need goes out. And your energy rises up. Okay, so let's try that again. Try it together, me, right? So inhale. Continue, continue, try it alone. Try it alone. Inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. You can go faster, you can go stronger, put more strength into your arms, pulling your arms down. Keep going. Inhale up, exhale down. Inhale through your nose, exhale through your mouth. Keep going, and do not allow your mind to disturb you. Your mind saying, I'm not in the mood to do that. How long do I have to do that? Oh, my shoulders start hurting. No. Remember the mind, the monkey? Shift your focus. Focus on your breath. Focus on your movement. Focus on your intention to empty body and mind from unnecessary, unpleasant thoughts and raise your energy to feel energized, all right? And motivated and empowered and happy and fun. Again, like the last ones. Okay, then keep your eyes closed and just feel, observe what changed. Observe the ever-changing nature of life, the ever-changing nature of your body and mind, of energy. See how you shifted that. You created that shift. You did that. You're not a victim of thoughts and emotions and the external world. you can create emotions. You can raise your energy. You can let go of unwanted thoughts. What's happening within you is your business only. But you have to do some maintenance, like brushing your teeth, like taking a shower for your physical body. For your inner world, you also have to do some daily maintenance. Doing this breathing exercise, for example, will throw out the garbage. Garbage thoughts, garbage emotions, all the stuff you don't need. All the stuff that creates unpleasant emotions. Throw it out by the end of the day so the stuff doesn't accumulate and turn into a big problem or a big pain or a big suffering. Feel it. You created that shift. All right, come back. Do you notice this shift in energy? You become more aware of these little tiny subtle changes, right? And when your energy rises, raises up, it's also easier to concentrate, to focus your mind. I'll show you the breath that gives you the opposite result, right? When you feel agitated, and you feel nervous or fearful or, you know, somehow strange, right? Like, oh, like you're vibrating, right? Within and without. Then you can do this breath to calm down. I know that in English, sometimes people call this box breath. So I use this term because it's logic. What you want to do is you inhale 4 counts. Hold your breath in 4 counts. Exhale 4 counts. Hold your breath out 4 counts. Right? So this is what's called box breathing. You inhale, hold your breath, 4 counts. Exhale, 4 counts. Hold your breath out, 4 counts. Inhale, 4. Hold in, 4. Exhale, 4. Hold out, 4. Okay? That's what we try now. And you feel the difference, right? All right. Inhale, only through the nose. Start. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold breath, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold out, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, 3, 4. Hold in, 3, 4. Exhale, 3, 4. Hold out, 3, 4. Continue alone. Because your rhythm for sure is different than mine. Try it yourself. Keep eyes closed. And then the last exhale and you come back. Keep your eyes closed for a little bit. Just feel the difference. Feel how this breathing makes you feel. Feel the difference. Those are more tools you put into your pocket. So you always have a tool now to raise your energy. And you have a tool to lower, to calm. To calm your nervous system down, to create a calmer atmosphere. And it's always all about balance. Whatever you need, whatever you want to feel, you have the right tools to create the emotions you want. You're not a victim of your mind. The mind is your instrument. And if you feel that this helps you to set the tone for your meditation practice, then do this breathing technique, either one, before you sit down and close your eyes. or during the day, whenever you feel the need to do so. Come back. Remember any questions you have, all right? We can clear that up in our lives, or you send me an email. That's not enough. Go to my website, book a free discovery session, all right? And then I'll have time for you to respond and to explain, right? Here we go. And now back to the meditation in the next video.